Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, sir. 7-0.
Yeah. Sitting on the top. I mean, you talk to Tito over here, and he's like thinking they're 0-7. I mean, you know, I mean, you're always going to play close games, obviously, and especially with a young team like that. Talk about that, because I guess every game keeps you excited and in there to the end.
Yeah, the Bulls have certainly induced some stress on the heart this year. They've played a lot of teams close, and a lot of teams they've seemed to play kind of almost down to their competition this year, and it's really caused a strain on a lot of the fan base, especially myself included.
But you love this stuff. I mean, look, guys are sitting on top of the heap. A lot of the I know from just talking to some of the kids, you've had a lot of visitors this year, a lot of recruits at all the home games. You know, not just from the Tampa Bay area, but throughout the state. Talk about that, because I think that's really, you know, one of the most important things. You know, we talked to UCF about it. We talked to FAU and FIU. When you start winning, there's just something about a kid saying, "Yeah, I'll go to the USF game this week." Instead of your, you know, talk about that, because I think having recruits there and then getting an opportunity to see the stadium they'll be playing in and the product on the field's got to be exciting.
Oh, yeah. Well, USF, they're 35-6 over like the last, I think, 41 games. I think that's top five in the nation for wins over that time period. So, yeah, when you sustain a culture of winning like that, kids are definitely going to be intrigued about what's going on over there. And I think that's what we're seeing happen right now. And then, like you mentioned, with Raymond James Stadium, they get to see not only where the USF Bulls play, but where they could be playing on Sundays with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing there. And I think that's a huge asset when it comes to recruiting.
And, you know, a lot of people in South Florida don't feel that way about playing at the same stadium as the Dolphins. They feel it's like not having their own identity. Talk to them about it, because there's a lot to be said about suiting up in an NFL stadium and playing on an NFL field. I mean, you're going to get the best of the best. Talk about the advantages, because I don't think the people down in Miami think that's such an advantage.
Well, I really haven't talked to a kid who's had a complaint about the stadium. Everybody that I've talked to absolutely loves it when they play there, because, I mean, if you think about it, that's where the top tier of, well, maybe not the Bucs recently, but that's the top tier of NFL athletes, the top tier of athlete in your sport, and that's where they play, and that's where you can kind of picture yourself playing at, and I think that has a lot to do with the reason they like it so much.
Yeah, no doubt. Dakota Wilson joining us. He covers the University of South Florida every day. He knows the pulse of what's going on. You take a look at recruiting. Obviously, every week, every home game, they have a set of kids that they're really interested in. Have you seen a lot more of the, you know, I mean, I know a lot of kids will go, but I mean, a lot more of the quality kids, the kids that, you know, that they're really, really in, like with maybe a couple of other larger schools. Have you seen those type of kids from the Tampa Bay area show up?
Oh, of course, yeah. We've had pretty much every game. I think there's been a commit from from a Power 5 school or somebody that's getting Power 5 looks, and even some of our commits you see kind of later here in the recruiting cycle, they're starting to get looks from schools like UF, Washington State,
nice.
Rutgers, Syracuse, so some Power 5 interest is coming in here late.
And, you know, also, Dakota, when you take a look at some of these kids that are performing and they're freshmen and they're sophomores, you take a look at, you know, we bring up Johnny Ford, who was at Miami High last year at this time. You take a look at some of the kids who have been able to get on the field over the last couple of years that are known in the South Florida area. That's got to be a huge asset. And that's got to be something from a recruiting standpoint that's got to be just priceless, because you don't even have to tell kid, he could see it for himself. Where those kids, like, you know, how many times you'll see a recruit is sitting in the stands and go, "Wow, I just played against that guy last year, and he's playing against Georgia Tech now." So there's got to be a huge advantage of that.
Oh, of course, like you said, they see that early playing time, and that's like every kid. I mean, I don't know a single football player that doesn't want to come in and make an early impact. You see even along the offensive line. There's two true freshmen starting at the offensive line. This team is a really young team, and it's been really a great asset in recruiting that you can kind of say, here, hey, here at USF, you can come in, and if you're the best man, I don't care if you're a freshman, you're going to play.
This week, Houston, a really good football program. I mean, they always – because, you know, when you think of Houston, you think of Florida as far as the recruiting end of things, and they always – you know, even though they may not get the kids that Texas and Oklahoma are getting, they're getting kids that are pretty good. Talk about them, I mean, because that's a program that will provide quite the opposition this week, and it could be one of the best games around.
Yeah, they've been able to sustain quite a good program over there in Houston, even after Tom Herman's left. They're really coming along this season, sitting at 6-1, and they got a really talented guy at quarterback, De'Ara King, and then they have a real, obviously everybody knows they're a workhorse on defense, Ed Oliver, and they've been playing very well this season, so that's going to be a really good game Saturday and a very big test for USF.
And a good showcase for the conference, which is right now, as we said, has two undefeated teams in UCF, USF, two teams that are, you know, highly regarded. USF, you know, this year, you know, coming around and, get, like you said, you know, it's not pretty, but they're W's. I mean, I don't care. At the end of the day, in 10 years from now, they'll all look good under 7-0. The same thing with UCF. I mean, last year, it seems like this is what they had to do, what you're doing, go through those tough games, although they had a pretty tough game against Memphis. But you take a look at those type of, you know, notoriety, and you get a game like Houston. That's got to be just unreal for recruiting as well. Talk about that advantage from not just from the standpoint of a fan getting an opportunity to see two really, really good teams, a 7-0 and a 6-1 team, but from recruiting interest, because these kids like thinking, wow, this thing's a marquee game.
Yeah, I mean, this game, it's a 3:30 game on ABC and ESPN2. It's going to be a nationally televised game, and like we were saying earlier, it's two teams that are in the American Conference that have been very successful recently, and they're both sitting with very good records right now, and a lot of young guys are playing for both of these programs, so it's going to be a really interesting game to watch, and there is there's quite a bit of recruiting implications that comes with it as well.
Good stuff. Dakota, how's everybody going to follow you the rest of the season? Give us a way to get in touch with you.
All right, so you can follow me personally at DakotaW247 on Twitter, or follow Bulls247 on Twitter for all the latest recruiting news or game updates, player profiles, all the good stuff like that.
Good stuff.
And also on Facebook, you can follow at Bulls247 as well.
Awesome. Thanks, man. As always, we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Larry.
Good stuff. Dakota Wilson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.